Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
We're glad you could join us for our second day talking about Lunar New Year in Washington, D.C. Of course, I know a lot of people are getting excited about celebrating Chinese New Year, or the Lunar New Year. But I do wonder if you know the difference, or if you can at least express some of the differences between Chinese New Year and the New Year on January 1st in English. Nathaniel, what are some of the differences?
Well, one small difference is that the American New Year is always on January 1st, but Chinese New Year is a little bit later and is not always on the same day because it's based on the moon's cycles.
That's right. Well, Carolyn, what's another difference between the Lunar New Year and January 1st?
Well, I think both holidays have a lot of food involved. And today we're going to talk about some of the food we eat on Chinese New Year. But for the rest of the world that celebrates on January 1st, a lot of times we will eat boiled cabbage or black-eyed peas.
Well, those sound delicious. I am looking forward to learning about the food that you can eat during Chinese New Year or the Lunar New Year. And of course, one other big difference is one celebration is for one day, while the other is at least a week, the Lunar New Year. Let's get started with our first reading for today.
Lunar New Year in Washington, D.C. Students at Saturday morning Chinese schools celebrate Lunar New Year a different way. Not every child enjoys learning Chinese because it is more difficult than English. But Chinese parents still encourage them to learn the language and culture. To celebrate, the students do Chinese calligraphy and paper cuttings of spring or fortune. The feast on New Year's Eve is very important. People crowd Asian supermarkets for weeks before the celebration. Especially popular are traditional foods like sticky rice cake, fish, oranges, and dumplings. Chinese restaurants provide takeout service, or people can reserve a table and eat there.
Hello, friends. This is your word, Lady Ellen. Ribbon dances, traditional drums, and red envelopes. It can only mean one thing. Chinese New Year's is here. Today, we'll be finishing our article about New Year's in Washington, D.C. Before we begin, let's look at the vocabulary. Fortune. Fortune is a noun. At the beginning of each year, people wish their friends and family good fortune. Crowd. Crowd is a verb. When Jeremy Lin comes to town, people who hoped to see him crowded the streets. Takeout. Takeout's an adjective. We don't have time to cook, so let's get takeout pizza for dinner. Firecracker. Firecracker is a noun. I could hear the sound of firecrackers all night long. Our more information word is sticky rice cake. Sticky rice cake is a noun. How do you celebrate Chinese New Year? Is it different than D.C.? Think about that as we read the rest of the article.
Well, it sounds like there is a lot of delicious food to eat during the Chinese New Year. Now, if we start at the beginning of our reading today, it says, students at Saturday morning Chinese schools celebrate Lunar New Year a different way. Wait, there are Saturday morning Chinese schools, Nathaniel?
Well, I guess so. Apparently, in Washington, D.C., there are some students that go to Saturday morning school. Interesting. The next sentence says, not every child enjoys learning Chinese because it is more difficult than English. That's an interesting statement. What do you think about that, Gabe?
Well, I don't know. Chinese is more difficult than English. I don't know how everybody feels about this statement. I think that Chinese is more difficult than English, but that's because English is my mother tongue. I'm not sure about how other people feel. How do you feel about this, Carolyn?
Well, I think that both languages are very challenging, very difficult to learn, and perhaps here what they mean is that in the United States, it is very difficult to learn Chinese because everyone around you is probably speaking English.
I think you're right about that. So to these people, to these kids growing up in the United States, Chinese would be more difficult than English. There are lots of difficult languages to learn, Finnish, French, Japanese, Arabic, but maybe in the States, when you're comparing Chinese and English, Chinese is more difficult. Well, how do we continue, Carolyn?
Well, it says, but Chinese parents still encourage them to learn the language and culture. So they still want them to be able to speak Chinese, perhaps read and write in Chinese, and be able to understand their Chinese culture.
All right. Well, we're going to take a look at the information cloud right now. Stephen can have something interesting for us there.
Ken, I've always wanted to ask you a question. Were you born in the United States?
No, I was born in Taiwan.
Oh, so you're not an ABC.
No, I'm not an American-born Chinese, but a lot of people think that I am. Why don't we clarify for them what an ABC really is?
Okay, an ABC, like you said, Ken, is short for American-born Chinese. In other words, it's a person of Chinese descent who was born in America. So in your case, since you were not born in the United States, you cannot be an ABC, even though you were raised in the United States.
That's right, Steve. I immigrated with my family to the United States when I was little.
Oh, so you were brought up in the U.S., and when you first went to America, you were an immigrant. Well, that's a common term we use to refer to someone who comes from their home country to live in a different country. In fact, some of my ancestors moved from Europe to America a few centuries ago. They were Irish and Hungarian immigrants.
And that's why America has a nickname, Melting Pot. But that's another lesson. 今天课文讲到在美国很多的华人父母会将孩子送到中文学校学中文。这些孩子就是所谓的ABC。 ABC其实是American-born Chinese的缩写。American-born是个形容词，表示在美国出生的。所以一个ABC一定是个在美国土生土长的华人。有些人是小时候跟父母亲immigrate。 移民到美国或是独自前往美国的小留学生，这些人就不能称为ABC， 因为ABC一定是在美国出生的。这就是今天的Info Cloud，我们下次云端见。Thanks,
guys. So ABC stands for American Born Chinese, but what would you call yourself, Gabe?
What would I call myself? Oh no. Well, I was born in America, but grew up in Taiwan, so I guess you could call me ABGUT. American born, grew up in Taiwan. Yeah, ABGUT. That's not as nice sounding as ABC.
Okay, well, the first sentence is in this part of the reading. To celebrate, the students do Chinese calligraphy and paper cuttings of spring or fortune. Now, I think that Carolyn has something to show us today that's kind of special. What is this, Carolyn?
Well, I have done a paper cutting. It was not the word spring or fortune, but it's a paper cutting of two dragons, and it's very cute on red paper. Now, when I think of paper cuttings in the U.S., though, I don't think of Chinese paper cuttings. I think of a snowflake that we do on white paper. It's very nice.
Well, that is very nice. Carolyn, you have some nice paper cuttings there. A small little dragon on red and a big snowflake. You're very artistic, Carolyn.
Well, thank you, Gabe. Now, at the end of that sentence, we see a key word, the word fortune. Now, Nathaniel, can you tell us a little bit more about this word fortune?
Well, fortune could be something like good luck. That's one way to understand the word, though there are different meanings. I was thinking of a sentence something like, you were in good fortune to come to Washington, D.C. during the Lunar New Year.
That is one way you can use the word fortune. Gabe, what do you think of when you hear the word fortune?
Well, you might be in good fortune if you get a nice fortune cookie at a Chinese restaurant in Washington, D.C. You can open up this fortune cookie and read your fortune, or the good thing that it says about what your future might be. There are different ways you could use that word fortune.
That's right. I also think of having a lot of money. You can make a fortune. You can have lots and lots of money. Well, continuing on, we see the feast on New Year's Eve is very important. People crowd Asian supermarkets for weeks before the celebration. So it sounds like they take a very long time to prepare for this if they're in the supermarkets for weeks, Nathaniel.
That's right. Not only have they been shopping for a long time, for weeks, there's also a lot of people shopping. Crowd, we see in this sentence, is a key word in our word bank today. Crowd. There's some different ways to use this word. How would you use it, Gabe?
Well, I might say it is very crowded outside. That's the adjective form. It's very crowded. I also might tell someone, don't crowd the sidewalk, or a group of people, please don't crowd this area. That means don't spend so much time here where nobody else can go by. Don't crowd the area. What about you, Carolyn?
Well, sometimes buses are very crowded. There are lots of people on them, and you have to crowd onto the bus. So you add more people onto a bus that is already full.
Okay, so crowded is an adjective. Crowd can be a verb, but it can also be a noun. When I was in New York City during New Year's time a couple years ago, I wanted to see the ball drop, but the crowd was too big, and we went back to our hotel instead. All right, let's read the next sentence. What is it, Gabe?
Well, especially popular are traditional foods like sticky rice cake, fish, oranges, and dumplings. That sounds delicious. Of course, people would be crowding the Asian supermarkets to get foods like this. Sticky rice cake. What is that, Carolyn? Have you ever had sticky rice cake?
I have had a sticky rice cake, and it's quite good, and it's just the way it sounds. It's cake-shaped, almost, and it's made of a very sticky kind of rice, and it can have many different things in it. It's very delicious.
All right, it sounds good. Right now, it's time for us to join Liz in the Grammar Gym.
Hiya, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. In today's article, we read, people crowd Asian supermarkets for weeks before the celebration. Especially popular are traditional foods like sticky rice cake, fish, oranges, and dumplings. Notice the pattern of the second sentence. The writer just means traditional foods like sticky rice cake, fish, oranges, and dumplings are especially popular. However, to let readers immediately pay attention to what is popular, the writer puts the sentence in inverted order, and that's why especially is at the beginning of the sentence. So when you're writing about a situation and you want to bring attention to a specific detail, try using especially at the beginning of the sentence, and make sure you switch the sentence into inverted order. For example, this snack shop is famous for its desserts. Especially delicious are the pies. Or, there are many trails in this national park. Especially beautiful is the trail to the waterfall. If you want to see some more example sentences, then check out today's grammar tips section in your magazine. This is Liz saying goodbye from the Grammar Gym. See ya.
Thank you, Liz. You did an especially good job. We're going to continue right now. Our last sentence here is Chinese restaurants provide takeout service or people can reserve a table and eat there. Well, we see some words there from the word bank. Take out. Take out. That means you're taking some food to go. So when would you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, maybe you're in a hurry and you don't have time to sit down and eat at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. You can get it to go. You can get takeout. Let's get takeout tonight.
Let's get takeout tonight. We're going to take out as we go to our break. Right now it's time to go to visit Michelle in the language lab, and then we'll take a break.
Hi everyone, Michelle. 首先我们来看的是 crowd 这个动词。Crowd 我们学过它当名词是指一群或群众，但是 crowd 在这一段课文中是当动词，意思是挤满或者是将某处塞满。例如 movie fans crowded the theater at the premiere， 首映当天影迷们挤满了整个戏院，或者是 passengers crowd the buses during rush hours， 尖峰时刻乘客塞满了巴士。接下来我们看的是 take out 这个形容词， take out 是指外带的或者是外卖的。例如 Mom will buy takeout pizza for dinner， 妈妈会买外带的披萨当作晚餐，或者是 I asked the server to give me the takeout menu， 我请服务生给我一份外卖的菜单。 Takeout 也可以当名词，意思是指外卖的食物或者是餐厅。例如 The couple runs a Chinese takeout， 这对夫妻经营一家中国菜的外卖店。
So far today, we've learned that students in the United States who are from Chinese families still celebrate the Lunar New Year in Washington, D.C., and even go to Saturday school to learn Chinese. We've also seen that the feast on Lunar New Year is very important, and there are many different kinds of delicious foods that people shop for weeks in order to prepare for the holiday. Well, let's continue with our reading for today and find out some more things about Lunar New Year.
Lunar New Year in Washington, D.C. After the feast, parents put money in red envelopes and give them to their children. The custom of staying up late doesn't apply here because work and school are waiting the next morning. Children are in bed, no loud firecrackers, no phone calls of Gongxi Fatsai. This is Lunar New Year in D.C. The best part is celebrating with family. Happy New Year, everyone!
Well, I'm having fun learning about the New Year celebration in D.C. We start here. After the feast, parents put money in red envelopes and give them to their children. Now, why would they do that? Parents put money in red envelopes. I guess that's some kind of a tradition. Nathaniel, did you ever get red envelopes growing up?
Well, yes, I did get red envelopes. I didn't actually ever get them from my parents, but friends of ours would sometimes give us kids some red envelopes during the Chinese New Year.
I actually had the same experience. Friends of my parents especially would give me and my siblings red envelopes with a little bit of money inside. Some of my friends also got red envelopes with a lot of money, and they always told me, oh, don't worry, I can't spend it. I have to save it for university later in life. Well, what do you do with your red envelope money? Carolyn, how does our article continue?
It says, the custom of staying up late doesn't apply here because work and school are waiting the next morning. So it sounds like usually you would stay up very late on Chinese New Year, but this does not apply in Washington, D.C. And we see a word here, apply, and that's an extra word that we want to talk about today. Nathaniel, how would you use the word apply?
Well, to describe this situation, you might say, if you're in Asia, you probably get to celebrate the Chinese New Year during a vacation. But that does not apply in Washington, D.C. It's in America. It's in a different country with a different New Year.
Mm-hmm. And I think there are different sets of rules in different countries, too. Maybe you're somewhere and you have to follow a certain rule. But you go to another country and that rule doesn't apply. You don't have to follow that rule. It doesn't apply there. So that's how you use that word. But I also see another phrase here, the custom of staying up late. When do you stay up late? That means you stay up past the normal time that you go to bed. Nathaniel, when do you stay up late?
Well, I stay up late on the weekends quite often when I don't have to get up for work the next morning. That's a common time for me to stay up late.
All right, what about you, Carolyn? When might you stay up late?
Well, I feel like I'm up late almost every night. At least I'm up later than I would like to be.
All right, well, I think I stay up late as well. Sometimes if I have a lot of work to do, I might stay up late. Or I'm chatting with my friends. I like doing that too. So you might stay up late certain times. Of course, as we learned last month with our New Year's resolutions, we need to be getting sleep as well. So don't stay up late too often. Well, Carolyn, how does our article continue?
It says, children are in bed. No loud firecrackers. No phone calls of Gongxi Fatai. Oh, so it sounds like these are traditions that are very common when you celebrate Chinese New Year. But what happens, Nathaniel?
Well, a lot of these things don't happen in Washington, D.C. And we saw a word there in these few short sentences, firecracker. Firecrackers is a key word for today. We want to talk about that. Firecrackers are common in the Chinese New Year, and you might see them in the American New Year too, but I think that maybe they're more common on a different holiday, Gabe, in America?
That's right. He's talking about the 4th of July. July 4th, America's Independence Day. That's when you would normally see the most fireworks in the United States. Especially in a place like Washington, D.C., I think you'd see lots of fireworks there. Actually, I've been using the word fireworks. You see fireworks which go up into the sky and make a bright light, and it's really pretty. That's a kind of fireworks. But we're talking about firecrackers here in this article, and it's a little bit different. Firecrackers make a lot of noise, but they don't necessarily give a display of beautiful lights. Fireworks and firecrackers. You could also say that someone is a firecracker. That means she's very active or he's very energetic. That person is a firecracker. But how else would you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, I do like to have firecrackers during the 4th of July celebration, but you don't want to play with fireworks too much because they can be a little bit dangerous.
It's true. I have witnessed some accidents with people playing with firecrackers and fireworks. Well, we continue. This is Lunar New Year in D.C. The best part is celebrating with family. Of course, that's the best part of any holiday. Wouldn't you agree, Nathaniel?
Oh, yes. You always have some extra time to spend with people that you love on holidays. Continuing in the article, it says, Happy New Year, everyone. Even this article is a kind of celebration of the New Year. All right, and now it's getting close to time to join Michelle in the language lab. Let's see what she has to tell us today.
这段课我们先来看第二个句子。 The custom of staying up late doesn't apply here. The apply 这个动词 apply 在这里是指适合或适用。 如果要说明适用在什么对象上，就用介系词 to。 例如 This rule only applies to official employees, not the part-time staff. 这个规定只适用于正式员工，不包括兼职的工作人员。 最后我们来看的是 firecracker 这个名词。 Firecracker 是指鞭炮。 例如 The firecracker didn't go off at first, but after a few minutes, it suddenly went bang. 这个鞭炮起先没有爆开，但是几分钟后突然发出巨响。 它的相关的名词是 firework, F-I-R-E-W-O-R-K. Firework 是指烟火。 例如 The fireworks were lit according to our careful calculations. 这些烟火都是根据我们精确的计算才点燃的。 And let's get back to our program.
The past 2 days, we've been learning about Lunar New Year in Washington, D.C. and how they celebrate it there, and we had mentioned something called a red envelope. Now, I happen to have a red envelope right here that I made for Chinese Lunar New Year, and this is for you, Nathaniel.
Oh, Carolyn, you didn't have to do that. Oh, you made this yourself?
I did, and it was very fun to make, actually.
Well, it's beautiful, really. You are too kind.
Well, that sounds wonderful, but Carolyn, what about mine? I mean, 恭喜发财，红包拿来。
Oh, Gabe, don't worry. I made one for you, too.
Oh, you did? Carolyn, thank you so much. Carolyn. Oh, Carolyn, thank you very much indeed.
And you know, you said 恭喜发财, mm-hmm. and that reminds me of a song.
每条大街小巷，
每个人的嘴里，
见面第一句话就是恭喜恭喜，恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀，恭喜恭喜恭喜你，恭喜恭喜恭喜你呀，恭喜恭喜恭喜你，恭喜恭喜恭喜你。
See you next time on Studio Classroom.
恭喜恭喜恭喜你。
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. There were some sounds of laughter. The judge quickly stopped them.
The defense will bring the remains of that cat to show to the court. Now, my boy, tell us everything that happened. Tell it in your own way. Don't miss out anything, and don't be afraid.
Tom began. At first the words didn't come easily, but slowly, as he described the actions that were so clear in his own memory, he made the people in the court see them too. There was soon no sound except the boy's voice. Every eye was on him as he drew near the end of his story.
And as the doctor swung the board round and muff powder fell,Injun Joe jumped with the knife and...
Crash! Suddenly and very quickly, Injun Joe sprang towards a window, fought free of arms that tried to stop him, and was gone.